What do you do when you're heartbroken? Do you seek to be around people? Or do you wish to be left alone? Do you feel like you want to be in worship, or do you want to stay home? This is Tuesday, April 30th, and for many of us, worship can surface feelings we would rather keep down, rather keep contained. Also, we don't want to cry through a worship service. That's going to feel uncomfortable. But at the same time, we need worship to be honest, to be real. The author Philip Yancey tells the story of his college roommate, a man named Reiner. Reiner ended up in Germany serving in a camp ministry to severely disabled people. He arrived with a message of victory for followers of Jesus. He said, regardless of the wheelchair you're sitting in, you can have victory. A full life God lives within you. This was the message Reiner gave in one way or another, day after day. These were paraplegics, cerebral palsy patients, and the mentally challenged. He found it distressing to be addressing them. Their heads wobbled, some wore diapers, some drooled and couldn't keep their heads up. But they also didn't like listening to him. So some of them complained to the ministry leaders. One ministry leader told them, well, they should tell Reiner. And one day, one of them did. She said, we can't understand anything you say. You talk about solutions, about overcoming and victory. These things don't apply to us in our lives. Reiner was rocked to the core. He thought he was doing the right thing, trying to encourage them. Afterward, he stayed up late into the night praying, and the next day he returned and stood before them. He said, I'm confused. Without the message of victory, I don't know what to say. He felt he was done. He remained silent and hung his head. And finally, the woman who had challenged him spoke up from the room full of disabled people. Now we understand you, she said. Now we are ready to listen. I think when many people think about worship, they think about happy, clappy events filled with joy. We rarely leave room for the liturgy of lostness or addressing of depression or even spiritual dryness. We want something more like a spiritual pep rally. But this is not what we find in the prayer and songbook of the people of God. We find an honest approach to God. For example, here's Psalm 42 we're looking at this week, verse 3-5. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now, those words sound distressing, and it's because this is what the worship leader is feeling. The first thing that we need to gather from this is that we are to bring every feeling, every life circumstance, it is to be brought before God in worship. This is not a duty, but an opportunity. The book of Psalms has songs of praise, teaching psalms, laments, imprecatory psalms, that is, psalms calling for God to bring judgment on the wicked, songs glorying in God, songs glorying in God's creation, songs marveling at the wonder of faithful human beings, songs celebrating victories and others grieving defeats. It's all here. Here is the whole range of human experience and emotion. You see, God doesn't just want to hear the happy songs of our lives. He meets us in our pain and our frustration and our loss too. Our God is not a fair-weather Lord, but the God of the storm as well. We're not going to shock him by asking our questions, or offend him by voicing doubts, or catch him off guard by relating our sadness. He wants to hear all of it from us. And this is important for us because, as the Lord of all, He alone is capable of carrying us through it all. Nothing is too great for Him. Here's the way the model lament opens in Scripture. How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? That's Psalm 13, 1-2. God didn't strike down the songwriter, but instead had this song included in the hymn book of the Old Testament church. You see, we're given permission to lift up our voices with words like these, and we do so because God is the one to whom we can take these emotions. And speaking of emotions, I understand we often run from these feelings. We stifle them or minimize or completely discount them. But they are a window into our hearts, and they constantly reveal our need for God. And that is why we bring them into worship. God meets us where we are, not where we hope to be. And that's the good news of the gospel and what God has done for us in Jesus. He meets us where we are so that He might offer us life. Let's pray together. Father God, our hearts need healing. We come to You because You've invited us. Do not turn us away. Instead, draw near to us so that we might be saved. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.